this truth of my head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's the day before the election. Feel free to call in 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. The Colorado Springs Gazette actually wrote an endorsement of Amendment 48, the personhood amendment. Wow, that's extraordinary. They argued, they said, vote yes, get real. Who can deny it that the unborn is a person? And so many pro-lifers were so excited when they heard that the Gazette wrote an editorial, the Colorado Springs Gazette, arguing that you should vote yes on Amendment 48. And yeah, that's exactly the right conclusion. But then reading the editorial itself, so many have come to the conclusion that it was the most chilling pro-abortion editorial they had ever read. And I am one of those. The editorial argues that, of course, it's a person. Of course. You don't know it's a person? Just look. The fetus is sucking his thumb in the womb. Of course it's a person. If you abort it for Down syndrome, only a person could have Down syndrome. They say, of course it's a person. Science tells us it's a person. Just get real. Of course it's a person at the moment of fertilization. And so that all sounds encouraging. But then it turns out the editorial, when you read the whole thing, it's chilling because they write it. Apparently, they were going for a morally neutral tone, to be morally neutral regarding our laws permitting the killing of unborn children in Colorado. But if that was their target, a tone of moral neutrality, they missed it, and they actually gave aid and comfort to abortion laws. And moral neutrality, if they had achieved that in their editorial, if they came out morally neutral on abortion, that in and of itself would be horrendous. Why? Because we don't have the luxury of speaking with moral neutrality when we're discussing the owning of a black man, or the killing of Jews, or the aborting of children, ripping apart a baby's body in his mother's womb. We don't have the luxury of being morally neutral. But this editorial last week in the Colorado Springs Gazette, and by the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. This editorial, if I could excerpt part of it, it states that if abortion laws are based on misconceptions, then, you know, then they're in trouble. But if they are based in a societal decision that unborn humans have limited rights, then abortion laws are safe. Now, that's not a morally neutral statement. And even if it was designed to be, as I said, we don't have that kind of luxury. But they're saying, hey, look, let's acknowledge that the person, the unborn child, is a person. Of course, it's a living human. But then if societal laws recognize the personhood of the unborn, and even grant that a fetus has some limited rights, then abortion laws are safe if they're on a stronger foundation. That's horrific. It's worse than Barack Obama saying, I don't know when a human life begins, is John McCain saying a human life begins at fertilization, but you have the right to kill it. The second is worse. I don't know if a black is a human being, or the person who says, I know blacks are human beings, but tough. We caught them and we own them. That's it. The second is worse. To whom much is given, much is required. And then they write, the Gazette wrote, whether that fetus has a right to continue living against his or her mother's will, that was long ago decided. And that decision has withstood indisputable evidence. And the evidence shows that a fetus is a person, but the law has been long ago decided, and that decision has withstood the evidence. So if you put abortion laws on a misconception, they're at risk. But if you base them in a societal decision of the personhood of the unborn, then abortion laws are safe. And they point out that our abortion laws protect the right of mothers to have abortions in the third trimester, and because the fetus has Down syndrome. And they even use that term, they protect the right of mothers. There is no right of mothers to kill their unborn child. So it's just devastating. The right of mothers. That phrase, that should be highlighted in bold to point out to people, this is not a celebration of the right to life of the unborn. This is a devastating, devastating editorial that's worse than killing kids and saying we don't know what they are. This is saying, hey, it's a person, and if society decides to kill him, then so be it. It's just devastating. Let's go to the phones in Denver. Ron, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob. How are you, sir?
Good. What's up, Ron?
Well, I wanted to ask you what you thought about the Constitution Party platform. And I wanted to make a comment on that real quick, that I've been hearing how you can't vote for any party other than the two mass, you know, represented parties, the Democrats and Republicans. And
yeah, and they say don't throw away your vote.
Of course. And I decided this time personally that if you don't make a start and a stand somewhere.
Yeah.
Then how, you know, when are we going to start and do that? I'm even hearing prominent evangelical Christian representatives say the very same thing.
Yeah, well, Ron, you are correct. And there, oh, okay. It is true that we should not vote for a candidate who will kill innocent people, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And John McCain is one of those. He,
I agree.
He brags about his pro-choice positions. He funds the grisly research of killing the tiniest boys and girls, embryos, embryonic research. He funds the surgical abortion of hundreds of thousands of baby boys and girls, surgical abortion, if they fall into his exceptions, which, you know, it's not an exception. It's a baby boy or girl. And so he's killed hundreds of thousands of kids by directly funding their abortions. He opposes the right to life of the unborn. He says the states should decide. He refuses to uphold the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that says no state shall deprive any person of the right to life. And he says he believes that the unborn is a person, has rights at the moment of conception. So, Mark, Ron, he's just lying to us. He's lying to us. So good for you for seeing through that scam.
I want to just hope that everyone prays and votes, uses their vote to do something for this country, and especially for the unborn.
Yeah. Now, Ron, for those pro-life Christians, Republicans, who say they don't want to throw away their vote, well, then they better vote for Obama. If they don't want to throw away their vote, they better vote for Obama. I mean, what's their point?
I agree.
They might as well, just like when Alan Keyes ran against Barack Obama for Senate in Illinois, you know, it was obvious it was a landslide against Alan Keyes. So the pro-life Christians, they should have voted for Obama if they don't want to throw away their vote. So that's an absurdity. That's not a principle that you can base a valid judgments on. So, hey, Ron, I'm voting in Colorado. I'm voting for Alan Keyes. He's on the ballot for president. Alan Keyes and Brian Rohrbaugh, Columbine dad. Brian is also the president of American Right to Life. So I'm voting for Alan Keyes.
Well, amen. I'm just glad you're voting, and keep up the good work and the message.
Thank you, Ron. May God bless you. Now let's go to Wheat Ridge. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS. 1-800-836-9278. Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Mark, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Bob, I had the lack of sense to listen to Rush Limbaugh today.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, and he was going on and on about how Barack Obama, I think the main subject today was like coal energy plants, you know. But for months he's been saying, well, Barack Obama, he is for abortion, John McCain, implying that John McCain's against it.
Right.
Of course, and today it was about the coal-fired plants. He was saying that, you know, well, Barack Obama is against power plants, but the impression is that John McCain, of course, is for them. I was listening to Hannity and Combs. Alan Combs said, hey, guess what? He was talking to his co-host, what's his name, Sean Hannity?
Sean
he was saying to him, well, guess what? John McCain supports the same thing that Barack Obama does.
You know how many times that's happened, Mark? Over and over and over, we get these alerts from these conservative Christian political groups.
That says that Barack Obama's in favor of this and that.
Yeah, and half the time or more, it's the same thing John McCain does. They said, watch out, Barack Obama voted against the federal marriage amendment.
The implication is that John McCain's opposed to it.
I know, and the reality is John McCain also voted against the federal marriage amendment. So we've... You know, they're trying to scam us, and the Republican base, the pro-family, pro-life base, is crumbling because the Republican Party, you know, the Bush family pretty much ruined the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
What little hope it had of being the home of the conservative Christian worldview.
I saw Karl Rove on the TV. I had to turn it off. That made me sick because I could put it right on him with George Bush's approval.
Yeah, these guys are socialists. I mean, here's Sarah Palin saying on TV yesterday that we are going to help college students make college more affordable. And I just, that sends a shiver down my spine.
I think that Sarah Palin was at one point, probably not too long ago, pretty good. And she's been pulled. She's like a bird that's been sucked into a jet engine. She's been pulled into this whole McCain machinery.
Well, yeah, John McCain, to whatever extent she had a hope of being a Christian influence on our culture, John McCain brought about her complete corruption within 48 hours.
Well, I think that Rush Limbaugh and all those guys are finished. You ought to be there, Bob Inyart. You ought to be on national radio.
Well, thank you,
Mark. And all these people that, you know, the Christian conservatives, they'll say John McCain and Barack Obama could pull off their masks and reveal themselves as space aliens, like you were pointing out last week.
Yeah,
and they would still say, well, we have to vote for Sotos.
It's a two-party system. You got to vote for one of us.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I'll vote for a third-party candidate. Go ahead. Throw away your vote.
Don't blame me. I voted for Sotos.
That's right. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
May God bless you.
God bless you.
I appreciate that. And there's a lot of great talk show hosts. Greg Jackson in Los Angeles. And Steve Deese in Des Moines, Iowa, on Clear Channel Station. Greg is on a Crawford station. A lot of great talk show hosts around the country.
Oh, yes.
But, hey, so thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, you. God bless you, Bob.
All right, let's go. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. In Denver, Lorraine. Is this Lorraine?
Hi, Bob. Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine. What's up?
Hey. I just wanted to let the world know that there's a group of people that we forget to pray for sometimes, and it's the black people, the African American Christians that are probably in a lot of turmoil right now.
Right.
You know, they're between a rock and a hard place. They finally have the black African American, you know, that they can vote for, and he turned out to be evil. And I think sometimes the world just needs to pray for this group of people who, you know, are full of the love of Christ and just, you know, probably pretty disappointed.
Well, Lorraine, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, there's a black leader in Denver who's one of the only ones who's had the courage over the years to strongly oppose abortion, because in the black community, even in black churches, among black pastors, you can't do that. Abortion is almost like a sacrament. And even though Planned Parenthood has decimated the black minority in America, killing about 10 million black babies, little boys and girls, and they're no longer the number one minority, Hispanics have passed up blacks because of the extraordinary rate of practically genocide in the black community through abortion. But there's one leader, Bishop Philip Porter, who has long been against abortion. That is great, but I have the sad responsibility here to let the audience know that he has said that he's voting for Barack Obama. Of course, Bishop Porter is a black man himself, and he says, I'm so sick of voting for these white presidential candidates, and they all got blood on their hands. They're all dirty.
Right.
And so he said, so now I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change history. And what a tragedy. And how superficial can we be to say, well, he's my child killer. At least he looks like me. He's skin deep. He looks like me. I'm going to vote for the black child killer, or I'm going to vote for the Republican child killer. And you know what's going on, Lorraine? I was on Stu Epperson's radio show back east in 30 cities, a Truth Talk Live last week. And he has this horrendous experience that so many of his listeners are voting for Barack Obama. So very many. And he's dumbfounded because they're Christians.
It's shocking. You know, you'll see a bumper sticker with Obama in a Christian fishing. I'm like, I don't understand.
Well, and I tried to explain to Stu, as soon as our Christian leaders started lying to us and telling us that pro-choice Republicans are really pro-life, and that when you do have a pro-choice Republican, it's okay, you can still vote for him because it's just the pragmatic compromise thing to do. What they've done is destroyed the moral foundation of the body of Christ.
Right.
And they've introduced us to moral relativism, and moral relativism cannot be controlled. So James Dobson wants to use moral relativism to get us to elect John McCain. But what he doesn't realize is as soon as you tell the millions of Christians that killing babies is not relevant, then guess what? A lot of them are going to like Obama more than McCain.
Yeah.
If you're going to vote for a child killer based on other factors, why not go for Barack Obama? Who cares about these other issues Sean Hannity cares about?
And that brings up another question. You know, you brought up the history of the founder of Planned Parenthood,
Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, and how she's like a Hitler, and how she really truly did want to get rid of African Americans, the Spanish people, and stuff like that. And that was her core, was to destroy these people. But at the same time, they're going ahead and voting for money to come into her foundation and for their kids to be murdered. And they don't even know, or they don't even think back that she was the very first probably black hater around, you know? And
well,
this money just goes into her building.
Well, she certainly had a plan called the Negro Project to reduce the number of blacks in America. And she was a fan of German eugenics. She hired a German eugenicist to write for her birth control review newsletter. She founded Planned Parenthood. They still give an award in her name, the Maggie Award. What do they call it? The Margaret Sanger Award every year. And she wrote in her book, Pivot of Civilization, she described the handicap, the blind, deaf, dumb, mute, and lame as, quote, the dead weight of human waste. Unquote.
People just can't see. They just.
That's how brutally wicked she is, right?
Yeah, the world's losing its compassion, Bob, and I just don't see it much anymore. But thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Lorraine.
May
God bless you. And what we as Christians need to do is we just need to not compromise, honor and obey God. Don't get discouraged. Love the Lord. Thank you, Lorraine. God bless you. Let's go to Denver now. 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. David, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, I wish I could call in more often, but I just had the opportunity today. I was wondering if we could affect the election for Bob for Alan Keyes today.
Well, what can we do?
Well, I just wondered if I could mention that I'd like to mention that Alan Keyes is the only presidential candidate who is willing to use the executive branch to end abortion in this nation. There's one other candidate who is willing to use the executive branch to overturn Roe v. Wade, and that's Bob Barr. But he would only overturn Roe v. Wade to give it back to the states.
Well, yeah, and we had a call earlier talking about the Constitution Party, and, you know, I'm excited about Chuck Baldwin, about his own personal views about abortion, and he has no exceptions. And he said, in fact, it's on his website, that if he were elected president, Constitution Party, he would stop abortion in 3 days. Well, praise the Lord for that. But then Chuck makes a real egregious error. He, at the same time, promotes a total contradiction. He promotes Ron Paul's Sanctity of Life Act, which is a states' rights bill, which states explicitly that the federal government has to look the other way when the states like California and New York say it's legal to kill children. So he says the states can regulate abortion and the federal courts cannot strike down the legalizing of abortion in the states.
Yeah.
So that's a problem, and Chuck Baldwin buys into that problem, I think, by accident.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
And, using the executive branch to actually end abortion in this nation,
right?
That's something that any president could have done in the past 40 years.
And should do, because even if the Constitution didn't say it, it doesn't matter, because God said, do not murder, and that's an enduring command. That's the ultimate, that's the ultimate precedent. But the Constitution says the states cannot deprive equal protection and the right to life of every person. So thank you, David, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Bob.
May God bless you. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, the day before the election in Castle Rock. Gloria, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi. I'm glad that you were able to take my call. I guess I just want to bring something up. I'm a Christian, and I do believe in the sanctity of life. And the way I look at the two candidates, Barack is abortion on demand. It is a woman's right. For McCain, he has certain conditions in which he thinks a mother should choose life when a mother's life is in danger or rape or incest, very specific things. But when you look at the big picture of abortion, 99.9% of the time, it is used as contraceptive, as, I just don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, convenience.
And really, as a Christian, I would rather take the 99.9 that McCain is trying to get rid of, and it is a step in the right direction rather than in the wrong direction.
All right, Gloria, now let me ask you a question, because I've been on the air for 17 years. We've gone through five of these cycles, these presidential cycles. What if McCain was lying to you and he's actually pro-choice, but he wants pro-life votes to get power? If that were the case, would you want to know it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, let me try to persuade you that that's the case, that John McCain is pro-choice, and he couldn't care less about saving unborn children. Okay? I have a dozen different pieces of evidence toward that conclusion. So let me pick one here. You're a woman calling in, so I'll pick something his wife said. Cindy McCain said during the RNC, the Republican National Convention, she was interviewed by Katie Couric.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw that interview, but Katie Couric said to Cindy McCain, are you pro-life? She said, oh, yes, my record shows I'm pro-life, like my husband. And she said, well, do you want to overturn Roe v. Wade? And she said, oh, no, I don't. And Katie Couric said, but your husband, John McCain, he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. And Cindy said, no, he doesn't. And Katie said, well, yes, he does. He told me he does. And Cindy McCain was confused. And then Katie Couric brought up the states' rights argument, which is brand new for John McCain. He just came up with this states' rights argument. He got it during the primary from Ron Paul, the libertarian Ron Paul. And so Cindy McCain said, oh, yes, yes, I do believe it's a states' rights issue. I do believe it's a states' rights issue. Now, I don't. If you realize what just happened there, the candidate's wife got confused about whether her husband wants to overturn Roe v. Wade because his lifelong commitment was to Roe v. Wade. He didn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. And he said that much in the recent past, that he doesn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. But he knows that he kept losing the Republican primaries because he didn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. So he has to become a phony pro-lifer. And even as a phony pro-lifer, Gloria, he says the states should decide. So that means he no longer believes abortion should be banned except for rape and incest, which is despicable, though, because that would mean that the baby's not a person. But he thinks if California wants to kill kids, so be it. If New York wants to kill kids, Maine, Massachusetts, Washington, Oregon, so be it. So do you see that that's not a position that you recognize the right to life of the unborn? That's a compromise position to trick Christians into voting for a godless pro-choice Republican. Does any of that make sense, Gloria?
Well, I understand what you're saying about Cindy McCain. I guess I really would have to hear all of the thing in context, because I do know that with Cindy, they adopted a child. She's done many missions trips. I saw the interview with Saddleback Church, and they asked him point blank, and when is
when do human rights begin? And he said at conception, and the Christian audience applauded. And Gloria, he admittedly showed the lie, because he supports millions of dollars for grisly research, fatal dissection, killing of the tiniest little boys and girls in what's called fetal tissue research or embryonic stem cell research. So if John McCain believed that human rights begin at conception, he wouldn't spend millions of tax dollars to do grisly research to kill them. And he bragged that he...
Okay, you're confusing me. Grizzlies versus human embryotic thing, I don't...
That's all the same. Embryo, the tiniest boys and girls are embryos.
Right, no, you said grizzly. Is that just the name of the bill?
No. The grisly research. You know, if something is especially disgusting and despicable, grisly. He advocates spending tax dollars on experiments, fatal experiments, killing tiny boys and girls. So when he says to Christians, life begins at conception, he's merely lying to you, Gloria, to get your vote. He bragged in the third presidential debate about confirming Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. These are radical pro-abortion Supreme Court justices, and he says he has no litmus test. When he comes to nominating judges, he will not consider their opposition to abortion.
Right. But
so he's just lying to us.
Right. He doesn't consider a litmus test, but he does believe in a strict interpretation of the Constitution instead of the law, which says...
Gloria, thank you for your call. That's the last call on Bob and Your Life before the election. And Maranatha, what a great school.